Finally, on today's edition of The Pulse, we hear from 54-year-old David Silverstone of Oak Park, California. He's experiencing Thanksgiving weekend in a whole new way this year. Silverstone was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in April of 2013.
Which at that time I truly believed it was a death sentence.
And it seemed like his worst fears would come true. Chemotherapy failed to shrink the tumor, and several West Coast surgeons told him they couldn't remove it because of its close location to an artery.
I had surgeons go so far as to tell me, you know, you have 2 to 3 months left to live. You should definitely get your affairs in order. To others saying, we don't know how long you have to live, but the risk is far greater than the benefit for us to perform this procedure. Therefore, we do not advise it.
Silverstone decided to expand his search to the East Coast, and he found Dr. Charles Yeo at Jefferson University Hospital. Dr. Yeo said, yes, he could operate on this tumor. Silverstone flew to Philadelphia, but he felt very unsure about his odds.
I truly believed I was just going through one more exercise.
The surgery was last month.
I recall the last two people's face I saw was my anesthesiologist and Dr. Yeo, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm 54 years old. I've had an amazing life. I have two wonderful children. I'm starting to get a little choked up now. I have an amazing wife who has supported me not only through this medical issue, but throughout my life, that I'm going to go to sleep now. And God willing, I'll wake up, and whatever the outcome is, I'll deal with. And if I don't wake up, I won't know the difference. When I first woke up, I was very out of it, so to speak. I was so thankful and so in disbelief that I was awake and that I was alive and that this procedure was over. Not only was I thankful that I was alive, but I felt as if they just put me under and that I was only under for 30 or so minutes. And the first thing that came to mind was, oh my God, they opened me up. They found cancer. They were not able to operate and they closed me up. And this journey's going to continue in a negative way. And then I'll never forget Dr. Yeo rubbing my arm, saying, you're okay. We got it all. There's no more cancer in you. Go back to rest. You're okay. I'm going to go tell Lisa now, which is my wife. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays, irregardless of what I've gone through. But it's going to be so much more meaningful. Thanksgiving is a time where you're not giving presents or gifts. It's truly a holiday of being with family and close friends, which is something I truly cherish. And this Thanksgiving, not only is it going to be that, but it's going to be multiplied exponentially. And I could be talking for a day of what I'm thankful for, just going through all the people who have supported me and helped me through this year and a half plus journey. So for me, Thanksgiving is going to be one of the most meaningful holidays for me going forward for the rest of my life.
David Silverstone of Oak Park, California, who recently underwent surgery for pancreatic cancer at Jefferson University Hospital. Ryan Briggs produced this piece.